Welcome back to Dish with Trish, or The Dish with Trish. I think we could get rid of The Dish with Trish. Can we do that or no?
No, it's
solidified. Okay.
Yeah, it's already in. It's locked.
All my old signage when I had this, like on freaking SoundCloud or whatever, it was just Dish with Trish.
I know.
The Dish with Trish is very, it doesn't.
Well, now
roll.
When you look it up, it is, you have to include the, I think. So it's too late.
All right. Welcome to The Dish with Trish. And my official, unofficial, official, unofficial co-host, Jordan.
Very unofficial. Here for number 3. And just starting us off, I think, with the first 4, but happy to be here for number 3.
Wait, you're going to end after 4?
That's what we discussed, right? I'm pretty sure that's what we
discussed. No, are you making this? I never know when you're like being manager, Jordan, or when you're being serious. Like, is that a manager move? Like, I think we discussed 4.
We discussed.
What if I give you 20% instead of 10%?
We'll circle back.
People think you hate me. Like, if Trisha's own manager hates her.
No hate here.
You just don't want to be associated with me or
exactly.
This podcast.
It's nothing to do with hate. I just don't want to be on this podcast.
Oh, why?
No, I actually do. I really do. I do enjoy being here and I like the podcast. I just think that it's your podcast, you know?
You don't think this is a better dynamic. I think it's you want to hear my pitch. Why? It's like, you don't get this on my YouTube. You're never on my YouTube channel. People didn't even know. They're still shook that I know you.
That is true. I really do like the dynamic. I'm going to use it right now for everything that we have it for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this could be big. And I feel like it's be stupid of you to leave me high and dry, taking 10% when you could take me 20% as right. A co-host.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think we can discuss it. I think it's fun. I think it's fun. There's a lot of stuff we got to discuss.
Also, don't
today.
Managers? We have a lot. There's a lot happening. But first of all, aren't managers supposed to take 20%?
I take 20% of every digital deal, like anything that's done in digital, like brand deals, and then 10% of anything traditional. So this is like a traditional deal.
Oh.
Podcast, you know.
I love how honest you are. You could literally steal money from me and I'd have no idea. I would just trust Jordan.
I don't think so. You would probably keep texting and texting and texting.
Oh, update from the last podcast. I got paid.
We got paid.
We got paid. And we did actually. That was honestly, it was such close timing. I'm really bad with finances and I was really like, I need it by this time. It was so, and I don't know how that happened. It was like literally a miracle.
That was weird. There was a big transaction and usually you need at least, I don't know. You usually like 12 hours for a bank to approve it.
Yeah.
But I did same day and we got really lucky because we needed it not only same day, but within the hour.
Yeah.
In order to make something else happen.
And you called me and was like, oh, it's going to be a few hours. You shouldn't have told me that because that's what freaked me out. If you would have just been like, it's going to be there. And I would have been like, okay.
I was nervous it wasn't going to be there till the next day, actually. I was already looking at other options.
Also, I just need to not be so stupid with my financial decisions and be more prepared. But that's also neither here nor there. We got it. And that's great. And honestly, I thought Jordan was never going to talk to me again because he also happened to get sick that day. And then all weekend he was sick and he wasn't texting me back. I probably texted you. I could read the text. He probably texted you about 7 different things. Mm-hmm. And you didn't answer. I asked him if like even like porn. I was like, should I do this porn site? And
oh
you
my
never
gosh,
responded.
I actually forgot about that until just now. Yeah,
I was like, it's only
I responded to everything. I think like this morning, except that we should talk about that. I don't know if it's. Your question was it too much? I don't know if it's too much, but
I asked if OnlyFans is. Well, I don't know how I worded it. It was kind of like, is OnlyFans too much? Because I heard this girl. I guess it doesn't matter. I can say how much. I heard she makes $600,000 a month off OnlyFans, and she doesn't even get naked. I mean, I'd get naked and then some. But I was like, is that too much? Because that is going into like OnlyFans is literally – Patreon's different because you can't touch yourself at all. So like, you can't even like sexy dance and touch yourself. It's like, but OnlyFans is basically –
What's the difference between OnlyFans and private Snapchat?
There's not too much actually.
Maybe
There's
just
not-
the tiering, like the payment structure is actually legal.
Yeah, probably. It's probably – yeah. I guess like –
You don't get shut off of Snapchat?
Yeah, I guess you can, and then you can just create another Snapchat. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, I guess OnlyFans is more like a place to go. Like, hey, this is kind of like my own Pornhub.
Well, check it out tonight, and I'll let you know. I've never used it.
Oh, I'm subscribed to a lot of OnlyFans females on there because I like to see what they do. I'll give you a few. The one girl I'll send you, she makes like $600,000 a month, and I know it's true because she bought this big ass house, and she like is interested in collabing with me. And I was like, honestly, like, and I don't want to do porn, but like, I don't know, being more naked, and I feel like when you, I don't know. I don't know. I don't need to do that either because, like, I have such good things, you know, going for me. So it's not like, but it's like I want to do it.
Sure. Yeah, I really, to be honest, I don't know how to answer that. You're the only, I think you're one of the only people I work with. Actually, no. I work with one other person on Patreon who does photos. Yeah.
That does, like, sexy photos?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's actually, I mean, we talked about this a long time ago, but the amount of revenue that you can make with your your extreme fans on Patreon is incredible. So I don't look down upon it at all.
Patreon, I still justify all the way because to me, it's literally like Playboy. OnlyFans, and you start like touching your boobs. Like Patreon, even once, like I'm close with the Patreon people. What's up, Patreon? They even like emailed me and said, oh, you have to take this video down because I brush across my chest. And they're like, you can't touch yourself. That's like the only thing. And I wasn't even like a sexual, like, look at my boobs. It just happened to like touch my boobs.
Could you imagine being that guy? Like, that's your job to watch every video and analyze whether it's too much or not.
That would be everything, actually. I wonder how they do that. Do you think that is someone's job? Who's texting you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just have a lot. I was really sick. I mean, that's, into that.
So you were
sick. It's just a lot.
Yeah, he has 250 unanswered texts.
It's better now.
Jordan is very easy to get a hold of unless he's not. And that's what happened this weekend. Yeah. So you got sick. Ironically, so we did the podcast on Wednesday.
I was kind of feeling it that day. Like,
you were.
Right before we got in here, I was like, huh. Well, actually, here's the whole story. This is the whole thing. My sister had a baby last Saturday, I guess. And so the day they came home from the hospital, or no, I guess it was Friday, and then they came home on Sunday, I bought my whole family dinner, and it was like a big meal. And I guess I won't say where it was from because it's, I think it was poisoned.
Is it seafood?
Yeah, well, some of it was, but the restaurant's not seafood.
Like Italian with like shrimp.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Weird.
I didn't know that. No. I know that. I know that sickness, though.
Yeah. So weird. So I got my mom something, and she ate it with my sister, and no one else ate it, right? And then that night, like, those two just got violently ill, like, really crazy ill. Like, it was obviously food poisoning. So we thought. So they were down and out for, like, 2 or 3 days. And then my sister's husband, my brother-in-law, got it. And then, like, I was like, oh, maybe it's not food poisoning, but it can last, you know, it can be like a 2 day period in between. Right. Long story short, I got it like 3 days later. And I guess it wasn't food poisoning, or it was. I'm not really sure.
Oh, but you didn't eat it, so it couldn't have been food poisoning if you didn't eat the same thing.
Yeah. It could have been something else we ate. I mean, that was just like her one, like, it was salmon. Like that my mom ate, right?
Oh,
and
salmon,
then my sister
yeah.
had some of that too, and I didn't have any of that. But yeah, like, it could have been something else in there. It was bad.
That's
honestly
weird,
I wanted to die. It was one of the worst I've ever felt.
It
in my
felt
entire
like
life.
Shooting pains or stabbing pains.
Stabbing, yeah.
Felt like a knife.
Yeah.
That sounds like food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you eat? Did you guys all eat together all the time? Because you've been with your family like a lot. Every time you text me, you're with your family or babies.
They've been here a long man. Long time.
They're staying with you?
Long time. My mom and dad and sister were, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Does your assistant stay with you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so you guys are together. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So you got violently sick, but you were sick. You were feeling it on the podcast last Wednesday. Thursday, you were like, I was throwing up all morning.
Mm-hmm. I went to my office at Tana's because I have an office there too. And I was in the backyard. Like, that's where the office is. And I was just like, man, I don't feel good.
Really?
And then I was like, yeah, I'll be right back. And she was actually in there. And I was like, I'll be right back. And then I just went outside by the gate and I just threw up everywhere. And I was like, I got to go home.
Oh,
I slept for 3 days.
This was what time? I'm an investigator. I had police at my house earlier. We'll talk about that later. But like, I'm an investigator. What time was that?
I think that was like maybe 12:30 on Monday.
On Monday.
Yeah.
Last week, before the podcast, before we did our podcast.
Oh, wait. No, I lied. I forgot.
We did our podcast
You're right.
Thursday,
no,
so
no.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
And that was like at noon.
Yeah.
So that's exactly when I was like texting you. I was texting Jordan like a crazy person.
No.
Where's my money?
Was right before that, actually. Yeah, right before we finished. I got the good news, and then I went outside and vomed.
Yeah. I know, and I thought you were dodging me because this is our first big transaction. So I was like, oh, and literally everyone around me too. People around me are just skeptical in general. They're like, well, how do you know he's not keeping it? And then I start thinking that because I actually do, of all the people in my life, I probably trust you the most, which isn't saying much. I trust you like 75%.
Yeah.
But I probably trust you the most.
It's good though.
Yeah, which is weird. I don't know why I trust you because I feel like you need to know someone a long time. But for some reason, I just trust you. I don't know. I feel like you have.
It's probably my face.
You have a trusting face.
Yeah.
You do have a trusting face.
Thanks.
And you work with like other YouTubers.
Well, that's the thing. I think I've proven it too. I haven't really done anything untrustworthy.
Right. I feel like of all people to call you out, Tana's big mouth would call you out if you never
paid
it. Oh my
gosh, she has.
She'd be like, my manager stole my money. That'd be my story time.
She's crazy.
I was thinking
crazy,
of it.
Yeah.
Is that crazy that I was like, that's my story time? I'm like, I could title it. My manager steals so and so much money.
I think the first thing I learned in entertainment was don't fuck with people's money.
No.
Number one.
You are good with it. And you got it quick. Even with the sickness, you were on it. You were quick.
Yep.
That was exciting because like, we've worked together. I think we've only done a couple of money things before, but it was all like little bullshit.
I'm happy we got that. But I was, oh my God, it probably put me out for 4 days. It might have been that. I might not have even been sick.
I just
that transaction. Oh my God.
I felt so bad. Ooh. And then Jordan didn't like respond the rest. The weekend of my marriage did not
respond. There was I responded a little, like text, like here and there, but it was like, it was really cryptic.
No, you said one thing, like with my sister, BRB, 48
hours. That was yesterday.
Later,
that was yesterday.
Like, okay, so 24 hours later, I was like, okay, still waiting.
Yeah. Anyways. At 8 a.m. this morning, what time did you wake up? I mean, there's these days. I mean, I should just say, there's days where Trisha will just have like a cup of coffee at like 6 a.m. or something.
Oh, no, I'm up 4:30 every morning.
Really?
I try and wait till about 7 to text people. I feel like that's a normal hour to text people back. I go to bed early. I've been going to bed early at like literally 8 p.m.
I love going to bed early.
I love it. And I love getting up early. So I'm like ready to start the day. The problem is no one else is up. So,
yeah.
But I like to text and get everything out of the way then because you answer last night's text.
Yeah. It's getting hard to breathe. With all these texts.
Yeah, you need to cut down your client list. I keep telling Jordan to nick some people off his list.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the client list so much. So I mean, I'll show you the screenshot. I sent it to my assistant this morning, like of all the texts. It wasn't just clients. I mean, it's just people. It's everybody. Yeah. It's
Bumble, just, Hinge.
No, not Bumble, Hinge.
I saw you on, what did I see you on Bumble? Or were you on Hinge too?
I'm on all of them.
I just got the Jordan. Okay, well.
Oh yeah, I did. I sent that to you while I was on my way here. I got it. The notification. A friend pass
to, we can say it right, Raya.
Raya.
Are you allowed to talk about this? I feel like it's like Fight Club. You're not allowed to talk about it.
No, you can talk about it, I think.
But you can't screenshot. I heard if you screenshot, they kick you off.
They give you a warning. I did it once, and I got a warning.
Can you say who you screenshotted?
No, I don't remember.
Was it a big time celebrity? You showed me a big time celebrity that was on there.
They
and I was like,
do a big time celebrity.
They
yeah.
do, and then they don't. So I was on. Oh, God, this is so bad.
Maybe
to
they
say.
Pay him to be on there.
Maybe that Hillary Duff, I think, was on there, or somebody was, or Shia LaBeouf or something. But when me and Jason were still hooking up and not together, we were broken up, but we were still having sex. I would go on his podcast because he'd take his kids to school at 7:30. So I'd go on his podcast, his iPad. And I would go on his Raya and I would look through and see the messages. And he would like, I caught him in lies because he'd be like, I'm not even on dating apps. I'm like, I just saw you messaging someone your new phone number on Raya, but okay. Doesn't matter because we were technically broken up. But also, I love that he didn't question why
That's
I was looking
some
at his
tea.
iPad. Yeah.
Have you said that before or is this new?
No. It feels weird to say. I'm sure he knew. It doesn't matter. I don't talk to the fucker anyways, but like, I don't think that's normal. Hey, if you like, you have a girl in your bed, like she probably goes through your shit. You don't have a lock.
I think it's just like in general, if you have a significant other and you are together, and monogamous, supposedly, you probably shouldn't be on dating apps.
Well, we weren't monogamous and we were broken up.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Like this was like April of this year, and we broke up February 5th or whatever. I went to the mental hospital, so technically we were broken up. Technically, he was single. But we were fucking, and he was telling me like he wasn't. But like I told him, I'm like, it's fine, you can just tell me the truth. But I saw him on the Raya, and I went on. Well, anyways, I said that to say this. Like I was going through his, and like he had no. It was all like hairstyle, which is fine, no shade. But it was all like hairstylists and like manicurists. It was like oh, but yours, you showed me, and that one girl was like legit in a big ass movie, and I was like oh. So I don't know if he wasn't matching with Phenom, or I don't know how they got on there because I'm not approved on this app. Like it just I was pressuring Jordan to like. Okay, we
I feel like somebody in the app is in there and they know who you are and they're just saying no to Trisha Paytas. There's got to, I mean, listen, there's a lot of people on there and I don't think the entry fees are too high. I don't mean money. I just mean like, I don't think it's that hard.
That's
to
what
get
I'm
on
saying.
There.
There was literally a hairstylist like a Vidal Sassoon on there. I was like, okay, because Raya is big. Okay, if you guys don't know, Raya is like a dating app for like, it was supposed to be like celebrities exclusive, but Jordan's on there, so it's not that exclusive.
I mean, you know, I'm kind of a celebrity now.
You
so.
Are. Okay, MTV reality star and podcast host.
Sometimes I am.
This is why I love you, though, because this is why I need you on here, because I did not even think that I wasn't getting approved because of who I am and that I make videos exposing people.
That might be it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Somebody there knows.
Because I literally took your link. You sent it today. I literally took it to like, okay, follow here. We'll expedite it. And they're like, actually, you're still on our wait list, so we'll let you know. I was like, oh.
But still on the wait list,
I thought
huh?
a friend pass meant like, yes, you're in.
Yeah. 5 million followers isn't enough for that.
No, but yours is. How many do you have?
How many followers?
Yeah.
Oh,
on Instagram. Like 100,000?
Yeah. Over. I mean, far
oh, really?
That. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I know exactly how much. Okay. I just don't want to say.
Well, some people don't.
I have 108K right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm actually so impressed.
I mean, it's really just because the show and my clients.
The MTV show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
I think I, like, with the show, I grew like 70,000.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. But it's not on TV. It's just on the.
Yeah.
Which is still cool. I'm not one of those people like, well, mm-hmm. it's just not. I'm thinking that's still cool. But that's interesting. Because I would just think people would just, they know Tana, they just know you. I've always
it
known
just,
you.
It was that. It was just more so like, oh, there's his Instagram. I'll follow him now. It was just putting, you know, more in the content.
And you're on Raya. That's crazy. Oh, my God. Crazy. Okay. Well, I would love to be on Raya. Well,
we've started everything here except talking about really like the crazy shit that's been going on in your life.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, we'll have to wait for... Okay, we can talk about the wedding, because today my wedding video will be up.
That's one I was going towards.
Okay, because I have a crazy police investigation happening, but we'll maybe talk about that next week when I'm...
Nothing that you did wrong.
Nothing I did wrong. No, good clarification on that one. Nothing I did wrong, but very scary and first time ever happening to me, and everyone's puzzled, and the police are puzzled. Everyone's puzzled, but maybe we'll talk about that next week. Well... what I can. I was advised not for any reason other than like your guys' safety, like people listening. They were just like, we don't want, you know, vigilantes out there. What was that the word? Or bounty hunters? I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, we'll talk about it another time, but we'll talk about my wedding, which I guess, this comes out tomorrow. So my wedding video will probably be up.
Yeah.
And
honestly,
married.
Like we haven't even talked about it because I was sick and I wanted to wait until this podcast to talk about it.
One person guessed it.
Who?
One person. Only one I saw. And I'm baffled how
guessed the person?
Yeah. By the way, this was a little hint and we'll just say it, but this was the most pictures anyone has ever taken with my significant other. Like, he was stopped for pictures in Vegas thousands of times more than even David Dobrik. Like, just...
Your husband?
Yes.
Was stopped more... Than anyone you've ever been with.
Yeah.
Okay. Because of the wedding?
Because of who he was. Who he is, I guess.
Is he no longer that person? who did you marry?
Oh, God, this feels weird to say it.
Is this the reveal? And this is my first time finding out, too.
Did I not send you pictures? I sent pictures to a few people. Mm-mm. Like even my music video director's like, it's killing me. Just tell me who.
No, I'm excited. I still think it's a hoax.
You think it's a hoax? How?
I think you married yourself.
Why? Okay, why did people... Because I guess someone on Glee married themselves? Because I heard that. I was like, what?
I think the most famous one was Dennis Rodman.
He married himself?
Yes. I believe that it was a huge stunt that he pulled, like, after maybe right at the end of his career. But yeah, he wore a giant wedding dress and he went to New York City and there was a giant parade. I mean, it was a huge...
He married himself?
Yeah, and it looked like the Yankees won the World Series. It was crazy.
Are you sure? That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I honestly don't usually know what I'm talking about. But in references. But yeah, I think that you should look that one up.
I remember him wearing a wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't... Okay, well, speaking of Dennis... Well, okay, I'm getting off tangent. But we should have Dennis Rodman. I was on his podcast.
You were on Dennis Rodman's podcast?
Like a month ago.
Terrible manager.
Literally, you don't know anything. We should get him on here, though, because he was fascinating. He was really, like, cold to me at first, and then I'm just typing Dennis Rodman wedding. Okay, I'll give you another hint.
I would love Dennis Rodman on here.
Yeah, he seems interesting. He seems
healthy. He is. He's a mess. He's a mess.
He seems cool, though.
I mean, he's cool, but he's a mess.
He also married Carmen Electra.
Mm-hmm. And then that ended, because he's a mess.
Really? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways, it doesn't matter. I will give another hint. That our minister... said this was the first time this kind of marriage happened, ever.
This kind of marriage?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
He said this is the first. He's married a... Well, they also at this chapel do... what is it called?
Oh, this is
commitment
a hoax.
Ceremony.
It's a hoax.
No.
It's a hoax! No. It's the first time this kind of thing has happened?
This kind of marriage happened. And he said he had a commitment ceremony between a human and their dog.
Here's the thing.
Here's my picture. Here's the first wedding photo.
I'm happier that it's not like a YouTube... Okay, so...
Any guesses based on that?
Does he have white hair? Is he gray hair?
No. Blonde.
Blonde. No, I've no guesses, and I still think it's a hoax.
Well, I'm clearly... I have a wedding photo as my parents were there, or my mom anyways. He said it was the first, and he said he even did a commitment ceremony with like a human and a dog. So he's like, this is so... I was like, wow, I'm surprised.
The first of its kind.
Yeah.
But yet, not a hoax.
First of all, this is the minister. So it's I'll describe it to the people listening. The minister is a guy that looks like Elvis, which we did not ask for.
Wow. He looks good. Is that his natural hair?
I don't think so. He's wearing this like ridiculous Elvis wig, but he's in a suit. Not an Elvis suit. He's in like a black suit with a blue, and he wanted to jump in a photo. I'll also say he was very over it.
He was over the wedding.
I have the full wedding video, which is up now on my YouTube channel. But he was kind of over it.
What are you uploading tomorrow?
My wedding video, the official wedding
video. Like everything you're going to show the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you talked to your new husband about the public spotlight and being on YouTube and the all of the stuff that goes with it and your shining spotlight in the controversial ring many times a week?
Yes. He's okay with it.
Everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because I feel like 2 weeks ago, you said you weren't even sure if you were ever going to mention his name. Maybe you should just say it now.
I feel like, I did not want the buildup to be this big. Can I just say, for the record, I was never going to do a big buildup. I didn't care that much. I said it on the podcast because I was so nervous. It was our first podcast, and I had my rings on, and I was like, I'm getting married. But I never intended that to be the case. I was just going to be like, here's my wedding video. That's it. You know what I mean? I was never – you are getting blown up with text.
Very popular.
I can't relate. Yeah, I was never going to talk about it. Now it's this big thing. And, like, then even over the weekend, like, people were, like, reporting on it. And I was like,
I know.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
So funny how the wedding that you set up is now a big deal with your millions of followers.
But I just don't think anyone cares. I feel like nobody cares. And to be honest, it was, like, a fun thing for me because I fell in love with this person. Like, and it was a very sincere thing on my part. And now I feel like it's turning into a joke. And I feel like
You know, I've been through a lot of these questions before. Good.
I just don't want this to be my life anymore. Like, I literally had a little bit of a mental breakdown right after, and I was just like,
Is this an off-camera conversation?
And then with all this shit that happened as soon as I got back with the police and shit, I was just like, I'm breaking down. Like, this isn't for me. Like, I'm going to work at Cheesecake Factory in Idaho. Like, not even in California.
Why?
I just started like freaking out because I was like, this is a fun thing. And in all sincerity, it was I'm being 1,000% sincere. I wanted it to be cool and fun and like have like someone to be committed to. And like, I was really excited about this to say I have a husband and like, it was like our thing. And now it's not our thing. Now it's a spectacle. Now I got to reveal it. And now it's just like, it's. That's all the time we have, actually. They're telling
us
that.
That's not true at all.
Our next.
We can keep going.
I just, even after the post, I'm just posting the wedding video and that's it. Like, I'm never going to talk about it again.
Yeah. Well, I think the part that you're going to get into trouble with here. I mean, first of all, I liked how you said the first time you didn't want it to be about like YouTube and anything on digital because you were getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was like, oh shit, maybe that's real. Maybe she's like actually doing this. She doesn't want it to be part of her online life. Like, she's actually getting married. Like, that's going to be her thing now.
That was my first thought, 100%. I swear it was not supposed to be a video.
But then you also said you might not mention his name.
Right.
So that was adding to, maybe it's real. But here's the part, I think, where you started, like the first part where you went, where you might find yourself in some hot water, is that marrying someone so that you can say you're married or so that you're not lonely is many times not, the reason for the action.
Is this not what a lot of people do when they get married?
Sometimes they do.
Okay, so I'm not
sometimes
alone.
Sometimes they
in
do.
This.
No,
I'm
there's
alone.
Many people out there, none of whom, I know right now off the top of my head, but many people have gotten married just
to not be alone.
To get married, yeah.
I just...
But that's also... I mean, you do...
This is the only place I'm talking about this, by the way. I'm not talking about this ever again. Just here.
If we're actually having a real convo about it, though. I mean, you do know, like...
Yes.
You deserve someone who loves you as much as you love them to be...
I don't know. I don't know that because I've never had that.
Right.
Like, that's, am I deserving I think that's of the that? Point. No, maybe
you,
I'm not.
I mean, you are, because everyone
why?
Is.
I'm a bad person. I, like, expose people. I talk shit about people. Like, I don't know if I'm deserving of someone to love me. You know what I mean?
No, everyone is. I think that's the purpose of love, right? You have to find, like, the one person that you get excited about. This is, honestly, I'm the worst person to be having this conversation with.
No, you're really good with it. I feel like you don't rush into relationships and... You said you were single for what, like 8 years before you met your last girlfriend?
Seven. Yeah. Same well, like on and off, you know. But like,
yeah, I don't feel deserving of love. That's the truth of it, and that's why I decided to marry this person. And in all honesty, this was a very sincere thing because here's what I thought. This is my thinking, and then I'll just say it. But in my head, I was like, here's someone that I'm in love with, right? Like, I'm in love with this person.
We'll go back to defining that in a second.
Okay. He's not in love with me.
Okay. Did he tell you that?
No.
Okay.
But I know.
Okay.
Okay. But I was like, I like the idea of having like a partner and not having to look on Bumble and Hinge and like having to deal with someone cheating on you. He'll never cheat on me.
Yeah, it's just a really, really skewed and flawed view of marriage.
Can I be honest? Like, even with Jason, the person I was like in love with, like I think I was literally just in love with him because I knew he would never cheat on me. Because he was like that loyal person and everyone told me that.
It's but, honestly, I mean, I've heard, we've had this convo before and I've heard this this aspect in a lot of your videos. It's like the pinnacle of a lot of your emotional issues. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be good for us to dive into here. It is that the fact that you don't think that you're worthy of love, so you put yourself in situations that end up horrendously sometimes.
Yeah. No, you're right. I making sure my thing's still recording over there. I just because like I said, people spotted out, it's fine, but my last relationship, which was my only kind of real relationship I've ever had, I've had other relationships, but they either never claim me, they're gay, whatever the case is. Like this last one, I was like, you know what? He just won't cheat on me, so I'm going to keep with him. Was I in love with him? Probably not. Like I knew he wasn't in love with me. You know what I mean? Like I just was in love with someone who wanted to be with me and wasn't going to cheat on me. Hmm. And that was it. I couldn't tell you anything I did for him. I could tell you everything he did for me. You know what I mean? So I don't think it was a real... Anyways. So, yes, I think you're right. And I think I have a lot of issues. And I think this is probably why I'll be single forever. So.
No. That's not it.
Well, I'm not single the beat because goes I'm married on. Now.
Well, that too. That too. Like, are you actually married now?
I don't know. I think so. And that's what scared me.
You
want to
take
most.
It offline? Should we bring this... Should we cut it, clip it, and then bring it up next podcast?
No, we can talk about it. Actually, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm married.
Well, do you have papers?
Yes.
Did you go through the act?
Yes, and we did the candles and the...
Does he think you're married?
Yes.
Did you spend the first night together?
Yes.
Have you spent any time together since?
Yes. He lives with me.
He lives with you?
Mm-hmm.
What? I mean, that's news. When did he move in?
Holy shit. I mean, this sounds like I'm saying this and I'm saying it because we're in this like podcast studio. There's like people here. Now I feel like even you, I feel so stupid. But like in my head, this seemed all very real and very legit. And like people would get behind it and understand it.
Sure.
But now I'm like, no one's going to understand it. And now I don't even want to say it.
Yeah. You know, I was watching.
I didn't marry myself. That would have been smarter, honestly. What
I watched the videos that you sent, like that one video of Anna Nicole Smith this morning.
Yeah.
And like not to equate you two at all. She was really smart, though, too, in a lot of ways.
Oh, my God. Equate us all day long.
Okay, cool. I was going to speak positively.
She's the best.
But she's also kind of a mess, too, right?
Me?
From the videos that I saw. No, I mean.
You don't think I'm that much of a mess? I went to a mental hospital, Jordan.
A lot of people go to mental
hospitals.
I was
on a meth binge and ended up in a hospital on my 31st birthday.
I think the first part is like you shouldn't be competing with Anna Nicole Smith on on who's the craziest.
I know. I'm just saying I relate.
I do think that you relate and there are some similarities, but I was watching that. I honestly don't remember my point.
I often equate our dynamic because I love Anna Nicole more than anything. Her reality show is everything I want and more. That's like the ultimate goal, just to be myself and like be fabulous and wonderful. And she had Howard Kate Stern who looked out for her. And I always say Jordan reminds me of him. And Jordan's like, I find nothing positive about this guy. So I was trying to send him clips because I'm like, he was a good influence. And I think, honestly, a lot of Anna fans will disagree with me. But I do think he was a good influence on her. He kept her stable. You could tell he cared about her. Unlike other people, they never dated, I don't think. I don't think they fucked or anything. But
I think they did.
You think they had sex?
Yeah, they did. I think in one of the interviews that I saw, it said, I think he said, she's my best friend. She's my my daughter and my lover. I think he said that. Yeah, and it wasn't just the part that, like, it's, you know, him saying lover and all that kind of stuff. It was the fact that he was having these conversations with her while, like, normal conversations like we would have, but she wasn't, like, there. Like, her clarity, like, wasn't in the picture. He wasn't having a conversation with a person.
Oh, she was still alive, you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, it just seemed like she was on drugs,
yes.
A lot of drugs, mm-hmm. And maybe he understood how to communicate with her there, but, like, I don't know. It just seemed... I don't know. I don't think it was the same thing.
No, I agree on that. Like, she is probably has... I don't know. I'm not trying to compete with Anna and who's messier, but I think we have a lot of that. But at the same time, I was saying, like, just more of the fact that, like... I don't know. He was smart. He was her lawyer, obviously. So he was smart. He, like, handled her shit. I don't know. I disagree. I think they had a really good dynamic. I think he cared about her. I think you get caught up. Kind of like I do. I think kind of like you do. Not necessarily with me, but even with... I haven't watched the show you're on, but, like, even that, I'm sure you guys... like, I'm sure you guys get caught up. You get caught up. I know you do. I know you do, because I see you on social media. You get caught up with you're kind of an influencer onto yourself. You know what I mean? Because you're on reality show with Tana. Mm-hmm. You're like Tana with her all the time. Like, you literally took her to a doctor to get whatever. So, like, you guys are kind of like associated, and even her friends are all influencers because you guys are on camera personalities with her, as opposed to like my family or my friends that aren't on camera. You know, they're not. Anyways, so you kind of get caught up in it. And I think that's what he did when he said lovers. I don't know. We're going on this tangent, but I just feel like he probably said that because, like, you know, when she was pregnant, he's like, I'm the dad. But then someone said that they never even slept together. Like, the assistant Kimmy was like, they never even were romantic. So anyways,
I think they were.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think we need to, honestly, let's do some research and look it up.
I just like the dynamic, because she was so crazy and out there, and he was very normal. They were from totally different backgrounds, but they still, like, he still cared about her. Like, he was with her for, look, even if you're using someone, which I hate that term, because people would always be like, that person's using you. Mm-hmm. Like, my ex-boyfriend, like Sean, for instance, everyone's like, he's using you, because he didn't have money at the time, and I did, whatever. I don't like that, because it's like, he was with me day in, day out. So it's like, if you're using someone, but you're with them for 15 years, you have some level of caring. A user is not going to stick around for 15 years. Mm-hmm. More than likely, if they don't care about you a little bit.
Well, I don't think he was a user. I think that the claim that would be made is that he was, like, weird, maybe, like, into
you. You're weird.
Yeah, that too.
So I mean, you're relatable to that.
That's true. It is true. A lot of the comments are just like, damn, he manages Trisha and Tana. What is wrong with this guy?
I know. Isn't that funny how everyone says that? They're like, this all makes sense. They think you're in on my marriage, too. They're like, and Jordan.
No idea.
Jordan's like, not me.
I don't even know who she married still.
Yeah.
Is it a cardboard cutout?
Why do you think that?
Because, I don't know. I honestly just kind of like, you said he's living with you.
Right.
And I was you would have told me like about somebody moving in. It's been all about you moving out, and it just seems like
there's our wedding photo.
I've been taken.
Do you think it's a joke? Do you think, be honest. I'll be honest here. I always say this. First of all, there's no ads in this podcast yet, so there's no reason for me. There's zero reason for me to troll this.
We should talk about that too, by the way. I listened back to our last podcast. I want to talk about ads on content, but keep going.
Okay. Why? You don't agree with them? We don't have them.
No, I do.
So.
I think you should put ads. I'll
put 16
after.
Ads in this.
No, not even that.
Okay. Do you think it's a joke?
Yeah, 100%.
Why?
Because that did not happen, and that's not really.
It did. We got. We have a wedding video.
With the actual person?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So I married a cardboard cutout of Brad Pitt. Which, by the way, has happened before. They said they've never done it there, but there was a woman who married a cardboard cutout of Robert Pattinson. I will show you her wedding photo. She's still married to him. I looked it up. She's over in the UK. Did you remember this story?
Mm-mm.
Okay. It's a thing people do. So it's not like I'm the first. It's not like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's one person who did it. It's a thing that people do.
Because guess what? That is companionship. That means you're taken. You don't have to keep looking. This woman married Robert Pattinson. And he has a boutonniere as well. They put a boutonniere on him. The ladies were like, let's put a boutonniere. I don't know if I'm legally married, though. That's my thing. Yeah. Can you legally marry a cardboard cutout?
No.
Okay, so I'm not legally married?
No.
Are you sure? Because I had like ring.
I'm damn near positive.
Okay. Here's the thing. I honestly thought it was a thing that I wanted to do. I'm not on drugs. I haven't done drugs since my 8th. You know what I mean? Like, it sounded like something.
I was with her that day.
When I decided. Well, even before that day, I already had this plan. Like, I showed you the emails the day before our first podcast. Like, so
I'm going to say not real, and I think that term might sound harsh.
It's harsh.
Because
I think of it as real.
Of course, because it's real.
Because it was in a real chapel.
It's a real. That's
people do this. It's called a commitment ceremony, and it's real.
Who are you committed to?
Him, my cardboard cutout.
That's. Oh man, so many things.
Do you think my thought was this? It's like I meant it in sincerity, and it was bad timing because I booked the chapel October 10th. The transgender video came out like a week later, and I was just like, and all of that was very sincere. So like, now that it turned into the spectacle of this, all I'm thinking now is like. I just feel like even what happened to me today with the whole police, I'm like, I shouldn't even talk about this because people will just think this is another
spectacle. I'm honestly
just
thinking, like, I'm really just thinking of the ramifications now. I don't think it's like, are people going to hate you now? I mean, ultimately, yeah, you're going to get a lot of hate for this.
You think, or do you think I'll get a lot of congratulations. Like, this is a smart idea. When I saw that girl do that in 2014, I was like, that's a smart idea. It always has been in my head. Like,
well, here's the thing. Hold on. We got to talk about this. We just talked about how you were like done trolling, like last podcast.
This isn't a troll. I mean, it's not a troll. In all sincerity, it wasn't like, let me do this for money. Did I get a brand deal off my thing? No. You know, do I get a million? Was I doing a bunch of wedding videos leading up to it? No.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily trolling. I think trolling is just when you make somebody think something, like making someone think something is happening.
But it is happening.
It is. It's happening. To a degree without being real. You know what I mean? Like, the action happened, but to get married and to be legally responsible to somebody else is a different thing. Listen, I'm not angry. I'm not angry at you. I was actually, no. I was really thinking that this was going to be something like this originally.
You did. Yeah. But the same could be said about me and, like, okay, I'm just going to bring it up again because it's our last thing. But, like, me and Jason's relationship, people could say that's a troll because we are doing it for views. I mean, I fell in love with him, but I think he was trolling. I think he was doing it for views. There was, up until like the last week of us being together, he posted a picture of like love of my life, and it was like me like ugly, or like this woman's my world and I looked like disgusting in it. You know what I mean? Like,
I think here's the thing. I mean, here's I think your defense shouldn't be
is David Dobrik trolling because he married Jason's mom?
Yeah. Yeah.
But people don't think that. People are like, you're the man, you're awesome. But because I'm genuinely in love with a cardboard cutout, then I'm a troll.
No, I think it's because you told people you got married.
I did.
But you didn't. You got married to a cardboard cutout, which is not actually getting married.
That's a little insulting.
I mean, I don't mean it insulting, but you married a cardboard cutout.
When I got him, okay, because I had one of Keanu Reeves, and I used to make tons of videos with my cardboard Keanu Reeves, and I really liked him. But when I got my Brad Pitt one, I was like really like infatuated. Like, I was really in love, and I was like, honestly, this is the kind of person I need in my life. Because I keep so Jordan, I can't help it.
I can't help it. You can't.
You know my struggle. Like, I just want to be with a guy. I want someone to protect me. And look, everyone gets freaked out when they see him in my house. Like, everybody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like a protector. Like, and I truly, sure. Yes, I understand that, like, okay, you probably can't have a cardboard cutout like marry you back, but this girl's over it. Everyone's just over it. She's like, I'm not even listening anymore. Which I am too. Honestly, I'm over it. Like, that's why I'm saying I was one of those weird things where I was like, and then even when my friend, my true friend, Chris Angel, who's very sweet and kind, even when he did ask me before even bringing me on stage, because I was just telling him, I was like,
is that him?
Oh no, it's actually Ryland, who I haven't heard from in a while.
How's he?
I don't know. I haven't heard from, well, good. They're like killing it.
Watched your review. Of the palette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just change this up. Someone else is like, you married the palette or whatever. Like, I love Ryland. I love Shane. Shout out Shane Ryland.
I think you have to be upfront about the trolling, period.
But I wasn't trolling.
But you were.
But I'm not, because it was a sincere thing for me.
It's not necessarily trolling your audience. Well, maybe. But
no.
You were not being sincere. Right?
About what? Yeah,
about getting
married. I was sincere.
But you're not really married. You can't marry a cardboard cutout.
I had a commitment ceremony, which you can have as two human beings, and is that not sincere?
No, because it's not a human being.
A commitment ceremony is a human being.
No, you can't make an argument about how much you were in love with a cardboard box. Marriage is real.
You're downplaying every commitment ceremony couple. So every couple who's had a commitment ceremony is not real.
Yeah, any single person who's had a commitment ceremony with an inanimate object is
no, you can
real.
Do it with another human, though. You can have two humans have a commitment ceremony.
That's great. I believe in
and
that.
And you believe in that. Mm-hmm. So, this is bullshit.
You married an inanimate object.
And I'm in love. And I no, but I am. Like, I'm satisfied. I don't think people understand this. Like, I'm happy. Like, I don't have to be on Hinge. I don't have to be on Bumble.
Exactly. It sounds like it. We have so much work to do.
Jordan!
This is good.
Are you going to quit on me?
No,
I don't quit. Are you going to quit this podcast?
Maybe. But not
because you don't
want to
be associated with me.
No, I already shared my feelings. Every single time you say something bad, I'm just going to say, not my opinion.
You're a
I actually
pussy.
Did get into trouble for something you said last time, too.
Shut up!
I'm serious. From my parents.
Your parents?
My parents, yeah.
I thought they didn't even know who I was. You're
well,
like,
now
oh.
they do. Now they do. My mom has a glitter bitch box.
Love that. Yes, glitter bitch.
She has all three of them, actually.
Oh, well, I only have two. Jordan has yet to give me my third one, and I got yelled at by our partner.
I really should have brought it.
Did you not bring it again?
No.
Oh, my God. You're honestly kind of the worst, but also
that actually is. That's actually the worst thing I've done. Seriously, that's the worst thing I've done today.
Partner is listening to this.
I am not. I'm not.
So what'd your mom say?
She said that you you were a little, God, what's the term she used?
Oh, no.
Provocative. It wasn't provocative, but she used a term like provocative.
Risque.
She's so risque or something like that. I was like, yeah, mom, that's why it works.
Yeah, mom, that's my client.
Yeah. We see eye to eye on everything.
Oh, this is why Jason's ex-wife hated me. She hated me. Everyone hates me. Everybody hates me.
No, I don't think everyone hates you.
Holy shit. My last Bumble guy that I was like kind of in love with, who actually did look like Brad Pitt. Can I show you? Oh, I can show you. I was like, can I show you? I'm like worried about it. That's my camera. I was like, is the camera's looking? The last guy I actually was kind of like serious with before my cardboard Brad Pitt cut out is a guy who looks just like Brad Pitt. I'm going to show you on Bumble. He looks just like Brad Pitt. And he literally stopped seeing me because he's like, you're not really the kind of girl I can introduce to my mom. I was like,
that's not very nice.
But we were in such a good space and we had a really good connection. And so I was, but this is my thing. I will always find guys like that. And I was like, this guy is so hot.
Have you ever done like speed dating?
I've done speed. This is him. Do you think he looks like Brad Pitt?
Honestly, yeah. He really does.
Wait, look at this one of him. Wait, hold on.
He looks like... Yeah, no, he does kind of there. I mean, he looks like one of my friends, actually, really, I have to show you after.
Do you know him?
His name is also Matt.
Oh! Wait, we just said his name. Do you know him? Also, can you tell him that I really
love
him?
Oh, no, he really looks like my friend, though.
Oh.
But no, I don't know.
I love that we just said his name. Ugh. Oh, well, he doesn't talk to me anymore because you know why he doesn't talk to me anymore?
Why is that?
Not only that, because we were still hooking up after. He's like, I can't date you because I started my period on him during sex.
I thought you were going to say he said he couldn't date you because
he
started his period.
I mean, that's totally fine. Guys can have their periods too. I just saw a whole movement about this. Guys are allowed to have their periods. Yes, a transgender female to male can have their period. Mm. So it's totally fine if you're a man and have your period. But I started my period. This was about a month ago, actually, right before Cardboard Brad came into my life. And I started my period on him during sex. And he freaked out. And I just never heard from him again. And I even took the sheets and washed them. And like a week later.
Wait. A guy or Cardboard Brad?
No, a guy.
Oh my God.
The Bumble Brad Pitt.
Dude, you should have seen the images in my head just now.
I don't have sex with my cardboard cut out. I'm not into that. I'm not into, okay? So if you want to know, that's not what I'm into. But I just wanted someone to be there with me at night, and he's there with me, and I just wanted a Cimarroni, and shit. Do you think people are going to hate me? I honestly didn't think about it like that, but because I think...
I think you just got to be upfront about it. Like,
I wasn't
people
trolling,
have done
though.
This, but... I mean,
I don't want.
All right, let's use another term for it. What's another term for trolling?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But if you come up with another term that you don't hate, it was that, and you got to call it out like it was.
So is Tana's wedding a troll?
No, they're actually married. I mean, they're not legally married.
So how is that different? Together.
It was a person and another person,
but they told everyone they're getting married,
mm-hmm.
and they're not.
They got married in a marriage ceremony that's their marriage ceremony.
It's a commitment ceremony.
Sure.
And that's what I had.
Yes.
So.
But just not to another person with blood.
So
or
that's
okay. Heart or the ability to.
Nope. That's a troll.
Thoughts.
That's a troll then too. So by their association, they need to apologize to everybody too.
I don't think you should. I don't even think you need to apologize.
Oh,
to
I thought you said to say it's trolling. It's not trolling.
No, that doesn't mean apologizing. Just call it out like it is. I'm not upset.
Well, I don't care if anyone's upset anymore. I'm so over people being upset. I'm so over people being upset over my life. Like, my life. I want a fucking Mario cardboard cutout. Why can't I? Like, I wasn't trying to make it a big deal. It came out on the podcast, and everyone kind of got shook by it, and I was like, fuck. And then I was like, you know what? I'll just go and do it, and no one really care. It was the same day as, like, Shane's launch and stuff. I'm like, no one's going to give a fuck. You know what I mean? That wasn't planned.
A stunt. Could it be a stunt?
No. If it was a stunt.
I was thinking another term.
If it was a stunt, I would marry fucking Aaron Carter. And you know he'd be down 100%. Like, I'd fucking marry that guy. You know what I mean? There's so many people I can get married to as a stunt. You know what I mean?
Is there any chance that you and Aaron might be able to work things out
for
real?
Hell fucking no. No. And I even said, what was Shabby on my pocket? Never on this podcast.
Because there was a week, I mean, maybe even 2 months ago, 3 months ago, where it was a question, though. We were talking about, could they work it out?
No, never. Because he was on a podcast. He was on, I don't know, some podcast. The only one that has him on, I forget the name of it.
Jumper.
But
Jumper. No Jumper.
Yes. Did you watch the third one? He was on with a girl.
Oh.
There was another girl. She said it wasn't real.
Really? They said it wasn't real?
Yeah. She's like, this is my girlfriend. And then like 24 hours later, she goes, it was all fake. Anyone who believes that is bullshit. She even said that like on her Twitter. No, she said it on her Twitter.
No, I mean, I believe she said it, but it wasn't fake.
Well,
it's
anyways,
just a safe face.
They said something on the podcast. I didn't wasn't even respond. Adam22 like tweeted me, and he's like, "This is what she said." She said something like, "I'm not." They said because she looks like me. I guess I don't know. I don't fucking know. And they're like, "Oh, it's Trisha." And she goes, "No, like I'm not mentally ill or something." She made that, and then he like laughed at it or whatever. And I was like, "That's kind of bullshit." Because first of all. And even Adam, like, defended me. He's like, well, it's not cool to, like, stigmatize mental illness because obviously I have, like, problems. But either way, she said it as, like, an insult, too. So, like, to use that as, like, an insult is also kind of, like, gross because it's, like, something people deal with. But anyways, yeah. So I was just kind of over him. He does have mental problems, and I'm not saying that as judgment. I hope he gets help. I'm getting help with therapy. It's not the same help he needs because he's genuinely, like, delusional. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that. I'm aware, you know, of things, but he like talks about other people and shit. I don't like to bring other people into
every
it.
Time you say stuff now, like, I'm not kidding. Like, in my head, I'm just like, but you married a...
Oh, Jordan!
I'm just, no, just to be funny, though. Of course, it's not.
You
it doesn't need to be
funny?
If it's that sensitive. Jesus.
I start crying. It's been a fucking rough day. A lot happened today, too, but... I think one day I might actually marry the real Brad Pitt. I've been with a Brad Pitt off Bumble. I've been off with a cardboard Brad Pitt.
I think we need to just move towards finding people that you connect with, period.
I have somebody I connect with.
Is it a living person?
No, that person. The cardboard cutout.
Right. Okay, we got a lot of work.
You should
to do.
Be happy, actually, because now I'm over. I can't find a guy. I'm not looking for guys or girls. I'm not identifying as anyone. No one's going to know my gender. No one's going to know our life anymore. I'm just going to, honestly, I'm not going to. This is why I don't want to give you on YouTube because of what happened today, too. I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to leave.
No.
I'll just only do this podcast, and then we'll really make Muku bucks if this is the only platform I'm on.
I mean, honestly, if that is what you wanted to do, I wouldn't say no, but I think that your career has been ups and downs and ebbs and flows for the better half for longer than a decade, and wanting to leave now would do the last, you know, 12 years a disservice.
I think especially just with what happened today, and I can't
it is scary
it right
I know
now,
that part is we'll talk about that after, and that I really do understand.
So
I mean,
that's I'm just
bullshit.
Like, is this even worth it? Like, I don't know. And that's part of me. I was like, oh, maybe I should do OnlyFans. Like, wrapping it back to that is like, maybe I should just do a bunch of porn right now for the next 3 years, save all my money, and just disappear for the rest of my life. Like, be happy. Not disappear off the earth, but like disappear to like fucking Colorado or some shit. You know what I mean?
No. I mean, you, to be honest, like, I don't think you could do that. You work. You work every day. A lot of people don't know that about you. You get up at, as you said, 4:30, and you work. And even if you're like partying, which you'll do sometimes like on the weekends, you come back and you go hard. I don't think you could just fall off.
I love what I do. That's the worst part is I love what I do. And it just is getting really hard. You know who followed me on Twitter was iDubbbz. Mm. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
The one who does Content Cop?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm getting one of those.
That's a little scary because I think that he is scary.
I remember the whole Tana iDubbbz thing. Mm-hmm. So as soon as he started following me, I was like...
But that's, I mean, again, it's an entire, you know, history book of 12 years of content that you've put unapologetically out, and you're going to get hate a lot.
It's just been a lot lately. And
yeah.
I feel like I had a rough beginning of the year in my personal life with David and crew dumping me, and then like May was H3, Nikocado, PewDiePie, and then now it's the world.
Was it not like this previously?
No. And I'm so confused. I'm confused.
It really has. I mean, seriously, since we've been working together,
I know, and it hasn't been like that.
It's been, yeah, probably like one every month or two.
I don't get it because I'm also not on the numbers of Tana and David. Like, I'm not someone to bring down. Logan Paul needed to be brought down because he was so famous. So, of course, people are going to try and bring him down. I get 100,000 views a video. Why are people trying to bring me down? Like, I'm just trying to survive.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily downplay your numbers. You have close to 5 million subscribers or over.
Well, I was right? Over, and now I'm back under.
Right. So you're right around 5 on any given day, and you have videos that reach millions of views. You're very relevant. You hit all of the drama pages still with this stuff because people do want to know. And,
do you think people are going to think it's a joke?
The wedding?
Yeah. Or do you think people are like, that's kind of cool?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I made my opinion.
This is the
clear.
Day before the video's out, so
you're gonna get killed. I think that's my prediction. I think you should be prepared. and I will be here for you every second of it.
Oh.
But yeah, you're going to get killed.
Someone said I was falling in love with you on the last podcast. Like, she keeps telling Jordan they're going to get married. I'm like, I'm not in love with Jordan. We discussed that last podcast. I don't know why I hit on everybody I see. I feel like it makes them feel more comfortable.
Not me.
But we can fall in love because you said you'd be here for me every second of the way until the fourth episode.
Yep, until the fourth episode, which is the next one.
Jordan, so. You have to stay on here because here's the thing. Oh, also, we're getting guests. We're gonna have guests. I'm setting up a new studio. I'm painting it all pink, and I got pink microphones ordered.
I'm excited about that.
I'm so excited, and we'll be close to each other, mm-hmm. which is actually good. I'm moving very close to Jordan, which I'm really excited about because now you can like just come over if shit happens.
I am excited about that too. It like, really was. I mean, that drive. From up top down to Beverly Hills. I mean,
yeah,
geez.
I'm surprised you're here. He was here early, and I didn't even know if you were coming today because I thought you were annoyed with me just from me asking for money to me being ignored all weekend. I was like, oh, he's annoyed with me.
No, I woke up this morning. I was like, yo, first of all, the extra hour of sleep this morning felt great. I felt energized. I had some coffee, which I haven't had in 4 days, and I was ready
sick.
To go. Yeah.
Oh yeah, daylight savings time. I forgot about that. I should also mention, so side note, because I saw Carrot Top mention this on his Instagram about daylight saving time. I saw Carrot Top for the first time.
Saw that.
Do you know him?
I have never met him, but I've seen many things.
I want to get Carrot Top on here. Oh, by the way, shout out. We're on Podcast One. Podcast One has gotten some cool guests. Did you see the emails they were sending?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, how about this person? I was like, okay,
yeah,
Podcast
I love that
One.
One. Yeah.
That one was really good.
That
and
one
then,
is great.
There was one that was also really great. I don't know if you saw the female, but also I didn't talk very highly of her in the past. So I was like, maybe not her. She might hate me. I like her now, but I would love to get Carrot Top. Let me just put that out there.
Wait, which is the second name? Whisper It. Mm.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
I like her now. I respect her. Oh, wrap it up. I like Carrot Top. I'm just going to put out dream guest real quick. Brad Pitt. Carrot Top.
the real Brad Pitt? Why don't we have the cardboard cutout on here and see how that goes? Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Oh. Too bad.
But we will have guests once we have a set. I just feel weird, like, well, you know what? This is a good backup, though, for the people that scare me. People who scare me come here. People come to the new studio. But I want to have the first guest. Ideally, we'll have, like, YouTubers on, too. But I would like Brad Pitt, Carrot Top. Who else do we
love? Obama, Kobe Bryant.
I'll take Obama, sure. George W.
George W.
There was someone else. I made a list. Let me just run through it.
You know his approval rating goes up every single year he's not president?
It's because we have Donald Trump and everyone just like hates Donald Trump. So like, actually, George W. Yeah. wasn't that bad. I have dream guests, and that is Rick Moranis. Do you know him?
No.
From Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Where'd he go? I loved him. I used to say goodbye to him in all my videos.
Yeah, he's cool.
Michael Keaton. Do you know him?
I do. Yeah, he's crazy good.
Ugh.
Crazy good actor.
Literally just won Oscars, and I'm like, let's get him on this podcast. Yeah. I have Carrot Top and Michael Keaton.
I mean,
on
your ability to manifest this, though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm manifesting this right now. Macaulay Culkin, who also has a podcast, Bunny Ears.
Did not know that.
Oh, I love Macaulay Culkin. I'm obsessed with adult Macaulay Culkin more so than child Macaulay Culkin.
Good.
And then I have my therapist as a dream guest. I have the most random people. I have a comic named Harlinda Williams that dumped me as soon as he found out I was celibate about 10 years ago. He has a podcast called Harlan Highway, but I'm sure he'll never be on there. I have a bunch of people that I just...
You were celibate 10 years ago?
Yeah, for about a year. I made a video and he saw it and then he just like left the restaurant that we were at.
No way. Yeah. While you were in the restaurant?
I don't think I've ever said his name. I think I've rhymed his name. I said Schmarlin Schmilliams and everyone thought I was Robin Williams. But it was Harlan Williams.
Oh, man. Honestly, we should call him, though, at least. Why he left you.
He's had a podcast for like 10. I would love to know because it was just on a date. It wasn't like we were dating.
Maybe it wasn't even that video. Maybe he was just like, this isn't working. I'm out of here.
No, it was because it was weird. It was like a date, but then like someone joined us, like a friend of his, like a guy. And the guy like brought up my blog. I had a blog at the time. And he's like, look. And he like showed her, said my first video was like 1 year celibate. And he's like, actually, I have to go. In
That's
the middle
so
of dinner,
rude.
Barney's Beanery in Burbank next to Flapper's Comedy.
Damn.
This was 10 years ago. I don't know how I met Harlan. I'm trying to think. Maybe Twitter or something. I don't know. Because he had a podcast and he still probably does. I have no hard feelings. Obviously, this was 10 years ago. But it always – I'm telling you, I have the most damaging stories from people that have damaged me in my life. And it's just – it's like that even me getting
– We should have a segment every show. We'll call it – Here's how Trisha was damaged
by a guy.
Yeah, by a guy. And
we'll
just tell a different story.
I mean, up to a month ago, the Brad Pitt Bumble literally. When I didn't finish that story when I and then we'll wrap it up. But when when I got the period on him and it went through the sheets, like, he was fine. He was nice, whatever. I'm like, let me take the sheets. He's like, no, it's fine. But I took them because I was going to wash them because he had a washing machine downstairs or something. So I'm like, I'll wash them. And I was really embarrassed and I left because that's never happened. That only happened once on Jason, actually, but we were dating, so it wasn't weird. You know what I mean?
So insanely gross. Keep going.
Is it gross?
Just for me personally.
As a straight guy? You know, girls haven't started their period on you?
Just like the picture of like you and then hit.
Oh, no. I actually just am fascinated to hear that. Just real quick, tell me. Like, would you be grossed out?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
If it was a girlfriend or a hookup. The girl.
I mean, honestly,
our producer girl's like, no, that's fucked up. That's bullshit. Like,
no, like, honestly, I've asked about it to a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
I think it's like 50-50. A lot of people are just like, yeah, you just do that. Just shut up. But like for me personally, like it makes me sick.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know I had my period. It started on him.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't supposed to come for a couple of days. And it just started. So I didn't know. Like I fucking – and so you don't have period sex. Like if your girlfriend's like, hey, I'm on my period. You're like, oh, well, whatever. Let's just do it. You don't do it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just – I mean I would.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a it's not like a definite no. It's just like
– But you haven't.
Yeah, no, I have. I have.
And you're not just, into it. I like it. It feels more like – well, I don't like it when it happens. And this was just a hookup. We weren't dating, so it's even more awkward. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so then I took the sheets. I gave it about a week. I gave it about a week and I texted him. I was like, hey, do you want your sheets back? Like I washed them. Like I can just drop them off. You don't have to be home. And his response was, ha, ha, ha. That's okay. I'm not that worried about them. Keep them or donate them. Just like a straight, like, fuck off.
That was the last time you spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And like, then actually?
Yeah.
Wow. And what'd you do with the sheets?
They're still at my house.
I use them every night.
Yeah, I use them every night.
They're
no,
my sheets now.
They're great sheets. Maybe I'll show them on my YouTube. No, they're great. And the crazy thing is we've been seeing each other since like July. Not dating. It's not dating. I know this. But like seeing each other. And we were cool. We had long talks. I spent the night. Like we're always spending the night, you know, like mm-hmm. talking like deep. I know very personal things about him and stuff like that. And so I was just like, that's so fucked up. Like I'm still traumatized by that too. I'm traumatized by a lot of things, but I that's it. I mean, we talked about a lot. I think there's literally an hour more we could talk about, but maybe next week
we can get into some more trauma next week.
Tune in for that. If Jordan's still here,
I will. It's number four. Last one.
Okay. Last one, maybe of Jordan's podcast. And, you could be getting 10-20%, but I guess you don't like money. You're not a real Jew.
Oh, all right. No. That was the controversial comment that my mom.
She didn't like that.
Texted me. Nope.
She didn't think it was funny.
Nope. Even in a positive light, you can't do it.
Jews love it.
Nope.
Ethan Klein dressed up as a Hasidic Jew on their Halloween podcast, and he said, Trisha Paytas called me a Hasidic Jew, so here I am dressed as a Hasidic Jew.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. I think it's cute.
Right.
I don't know. Everyone
it's a real slippery slope.
Is it?
It is.
It's such an old.
You want to know why?
Fashion.
You want to know why? I mean, seriously, this is it. This is why it's a slippery slope. In the United States, right before the Holocaust, right before it became a thing to kill all Jews.
Before.
People were getting really nervous that Jews were in universities. Harvard, Princeton, Yale. The percentages kept increasing, right?
Mm-hmm.
5%, 10%, 20%, 30% would be Jewish. And the people who were running the colleges got really nervous. It was a Jewish problem, right? That was going around the entire world. It was the Jewish problem.
Why?
Because Jews were going to take over and run everything, right? So they were the problem.
They kind of did.
So that was – but people thought that.
Right.
And just because they thought Jews were superior or whatever because of the stereotype,
right,
they started kicking them out of the colleges.
What year is this?
Like 1910, 1905, 1910.
This is before the Holocaust. When was
it? No, I'm sorry. It was probably way after that.
When's the Holocaust?
1936, I think it started.
No.
Right around there. Yep.
I think in the 50s, World War II, no?
Nope. It ended in 40.
Oh, shit.
Six originally, I think.
My grandpa was in World War II, though. World War II kept going that long?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Okay, keep going. Yeah. You talk because I don't know about
this. No, but that was it. I mean, okay. That's why you can't even do things like that.
Wait, because literally we're getting another note, which is probably... Oh, never mind. Just kidding. Are we? Thank you. 1939-45.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you just look that up or did you actually know that? You knew that?
She looked it up.
Oh, she looked it up. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, impressive.
But that was... I mean, that's it.
I'm confused on what's the offensive part.
Well, the offensive part is even if you make generalized stereotypes about a group of people like Jews are smart or Jews are good with money or Jews are cheap, it could lead to issues like people like Jews getting kicked out of colleges for people thinking they're smarter than everyone and people not wanting them to take over.
I don't think they can do that anymore. We're in 2019.
Donald Trump is president. and people are getting deported.
I just think, like, hey, if people want to call me, like, slutty and dumb, like, it's a joke. It's funny, huh? You're blonde. Like, blondes still are like, you're dumb because you're blonde, which is, like, so fucking stupid. But, like, okay.
I think it was a really good learning section, like, this last 2 minutes. and I'm really happy we shared it.
I can't stop making
My mom's going to be very, very proud of me for this. I'm serious. I'm going to show her this tomorrow.
We probably won't get married. Your mom will not approve.
Not after this.
Shit.
Yep.
Sorry, Mama. I love Jewish men. I've been with a lot of them.
I think that's okay to say.
Is it, though? Because some people say I fetishize Jewish men because I only date them. And they're like, you're fetishizing us.
I don't know what that means. But I don't think that's... I don't know.
Well,
no comment. Okay. No opinion. That's not my opinion.
I'll try and keep the Jewish jokes to a minimum. I mean them out of love because I consider myself Jewish because I've been with so many Jewish men. I used to wear a Star of David. I used to wear one. I could, if you type in my name, of David, I used to wear a Star of David every day.
So many things about that as well.
Is there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys, this has been another episode of Dish with Trish. I was looking up Star of David Trisha, but it's not that important. Just Google it. This has been Dish with Trish, The Dish with Trish. Be sure you put the in there with my co-host for one more episode, Jordan. Unless he wants to get paid, but actually he'll get paid either way because all the money goes through him.
I really like being here anyway. Oh, yeah. The money always rolls through me.
Always rolls through Jordan, which was new. And I was like, okay, so obviously maybe I won't get paid. Anyways, this is The Dish with Trish. I'm Trish. You're Jordan.
And Trish is great.
There we go. And so are Jewish people. Don't kick them out of college. We need them. All right.
Oh,
bye.
My God.
Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets. No, Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Or Filet-O-Fish.
You'd be doing the same thing if you were at McDonald's because you can choose not just one, but two of your favorites for just $6. Tasty Big Mac, crispy 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, juicy Quarter Pounder with cheese, or savory Filet-O-Fish. Enjoy two of your all-time favorites for just $6, if you can decide on the two. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.